Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Mike, how did the injury occur exactly?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly when it occurred. I know I felt it on the touchdown throw to Elijah, that I just kind of felt it kind of almost lock up on me and going to the sideline, my two middle fingers kind of went numb, and I couldn't aggressively grip the ball, enough to be out there and help my team. And so, throughout the course of the game, we kept trying different things, compression sleeve, heat, all that good stuff, and we tried to throw at halftime, and it progressively got better throughout the game. It feels better now, but just during the course of the game, I just couldn't get enough effectiveness with my grip and power to be able to help the team.
Like, it definitely didn't happen on the touchdown to Elijah before that.
I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. I just know I felt it on that throw. After throwing it, I kind of felt something in my forearm, but obviously it was a touchdown, so adrenaline, excitement, going and celebrating with my team and running off the sideline. When I got to the sideline is when I felt the numbness in my two fingers, and that's when I tried to grip the ball and I couldn't, and we kind of just progressed from there.
What did Josh do?
Josh did awesome. I mean, Josh went in there in a tough spot. It was a tough game, and he went in there and he fought his tail off, and all of our guys did. It was really encouraging to watch. It's just there's a lot of fight in these guys, especially. It's tough. I mean, we're all trying to win games, and when the games kind of go that way, you have two decisions. You can either kind of can it and go to next week, or you can keep fighting, and our guys kept fighting, and I thought that was really cool to watch.
Mike, you waited a long time for an opportunity to get it. You have a big performance Sunday. Just how kind of disappointing is this tonight to not be able to
finish? Yeah, it was frustrating, especially when the first two drives went so well. I mean, the second drive especially, we marched right down the field and scored, and I was feeling good. I was feeling confident in our guys. You could tell our guys were feeling confident as well in the way they were playing, so it was very frustrating. Now, yeah, I mean, you get your opportunities and you want to take advantage of them. Now, in the limited snaps I did get to play tonight, I thought I played really well, and I was happy with how the offense did when I was in there, but it's not the end of the road by any means. It's not some season-ending injury. I will be fine, and I'll be able to play if my number gets called on again.
Did the doctors indicate to you that they think you'll be fine, like, for next week, or are they?
Yeah, see, we haven't gotten a chance to dive that deep into it, but I know I feel good now. I know it's progressively gotten better throughout the night, which is the frustrating thing, because I wish I would have got better earlier so I could have kept playing, but That's encouraging news.
Saleh mentioned that late in the fourth quarter that you kind of had the grip that you need. So, like, if there was a scenario going back out there, could you have?
Yeah, we didn't have that conversation just because where the game was and just kind of how it progressed in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, I promise you one thing: if I was able to be out there, I would have been out there.
They showed a play earlier in the drive where you were hurt that you did get hit on the arm again. Is it possible it started there, or do you think it was on that?
It definitely could be possible. Just kind of in the course of the game with the adrenaline going and things of that nature, you don't really, like, I don't remember those things, Especially, like, once you throw, your mind goes to the next play. And so I have to look at the film and discuss with the doctor, so that could be possible.
In the first two games, Bengals and Colts, start the game, you guys are throwing the ball a lot to start, and you've looked really comfortable. What's led to that, to you have that type of efficiency and effectiveness?
Well, I think tonight, obviously, how well the Cincinnati game is, it's any quarterback, you're going to have a lot of confidence after that. So I think that was just kind of poured into today. But it's just preparation and just confidence in yourself and in your ability and in your preparation, that knowing that you know what the other side of the ball is doing and what your answers are and where your guys are supposed to be and things of that nature. So once you can start building on that confidence and keep going, it starts to trickle to other guys, and just the offense as a whole has confidence and it gets fun out there.
When that touchdown throw, I mean, it looks like it might have been a little bit of blown coverage, but What did you see pre-snap? What did you see post-snap?
So pre-snap, I saw they were in two high, cover two, and I looked inside for my – we ran stick nods, and I saw we had a two-on-one tight – the safety to Elijah and Crowder side was tight. So I knew if we could get Xavier Rhodes to kind of overlap on Crowder, which is what he did, we would have Elijah behind him, and it ended up playing out as such.
You had a lot of accolades yesterday with the AFC Player of the Week and the Football Hall of Fame, and then the – Nickelodeon thing and your players attacking you with the silly string. Just what was that like to get your first NFL start and then just to see those accolades?
It was crazy. I mean, especially on a short week, is you're just so focused on preparing for Indy, and then these things are happening, and you enjoy them because it's cool, but it's just you kind of got to brush them off and keep going. I know the Pro Football Hall of Fame thing was really cool. I mean, that'll be something that I can take my kids to go see when they don't believe that I played in the NFL once upon a time. And the Nickelodeon thing is definitely going to be going in their rooms. I'll tell them whoever behaves the best that week gets the Nickelodeon trophy. But no, it was cool. But you kind of had to brush it off and focus on the task at hand, which was Indianapolis.
You sound like you're not injured badly, hopefully, and that there is going to be life after this, whether it's here or somewhere else. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I definitely am not looking that far. My goal is to be able to be ready for Buffalo next week. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with what we've been able to do past two games. I know tonight the goal was to win, so I don't care if we have 800 yards on offense. The goal is to win. So we're gonna go in there and look at the film and try to keep building upon the good things today and working on the bad things and. Get ready for Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Josh, what is it like? Is that like the backup quarterback? You're kind of waiting for that opportunity, but you know, when you see Mike come off and he's getting the doctors look at him, kind of, you know, what does your mindset go to right away?
It's twofold, honestly, because you feel for your teammates, your brother, guy you didn't got close with. You see him work for his opportunity, take advantage of it, and have something happen like that. You immediately feel for that being a backup quarterback because you don't get these opportunities. And then the second part is, you know, is we got to get ready to go lead the offense. And so, for me personally, just breathe, honestly. Even at year 13, you still get the butterflies. You still get, you know, the things that you got to do to settle in. And you just try to find ways to do that as fast as possible to get the team going. And that's what I was just kind of focused on doing.
Has this been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you from being on the practice squad, elevated to the active roster? You got a little bit of playing time, but now to actually play a substantial amount of this game, 3.5 quarters, basically.
I mean, pretty much my whole career has been a whirlwind. It's just something that I've kind of expect now, gotten used to it. It's kind of the situation of the things I've getting put into. So you just kind of prepare yourself for it. I can just try to do the best I can and prepare. That's kind of how I approach everything and just try to go out and show the team that they can rely on me when need be. Unfortunately, we didn't do enough. And so for myself, just going to watch the film and just be real critical of myself and see what I can do, what I could have done better to help this offense.
Josh, from what obviously you haven't looked at the film yet, but how did you feel like you performed up there?
I felt we fought well, if that's the best way I can say it. We fought well as an offense. If we don't win, it's never not good enough. This league is about wins and losses, and I understand that. So just really disappointed in that, but I'm proud of this team, the guys fighting. We had a chance to make it a one-score game in that fourth quarter all the way down to to -5, inside the -5. So it just shows the potential what we have. But, I mean, potential means nothing in this league until you start actually, you know, capitalizing on it. And we just got to, you know, we got to figure it out as a collective unit.
With the way Mike performed and then you're able to come in and the numbers you put up, what does that say about the Jets quarterback?
I think we have a strong room. Honestly, I know it's unproven in the way that, you know, the outside looking in will want it to be proven. But I know our coaches see what we do every day. We work every day. And I think for us to just go out there and show that we're capable is big for us. Because the situations, like, we don't get a lot of reps. We don't get, like, I was throwing to guys today I haven't thrown to before. I was taking snaps with Connor. Ain't took too many snaps with Connor. Just all the little things that you don't get. Just to go out there and handle that, you know, with poise, you know, credit to Mike to do it. And then, you know, even myself, I think it's a credit to the work we put in. Our coaches prepare us. And we just try to go out there and give ourselves a chance.
Coach, what was your reaction when the team traded for Joe Flacco?
Honestly, I had no reaction. I have no control over it. I've been in so many situations where it's just, you know, things happen in this league. And for me, it just allowed me to focus more on the moment, focus more on what I could control, focus on, you know, being faithful and letting God work. I mean, I've grown to understand that things are going to always happen in this league. And it's really not up to my decision to determine who comes in and who goes. That's up to the higher up. So my job is to just go out there and perform.
In the second half, the offense was really, really rolling. That's why you were able to put up 30 points. What changed from the first half to the second half for the offense?
I just think we had some tough situations early. I know the first drive, I would like to do some things different. I felt like I missed some reads on the first drive, was really upset about that. And then after that, I think we had a turnover. And then, you know, so we had to just settle down, get into a flow. Like I said, these guys haven't really been in the huddle with me. And just hearing my voice, hearing how I do things, like outside of Jameson and Mo, none of these guys have ever played with me before. And so just settling down, and for me, just showing the guys that I won't blink no matter what happened. I knew I could have done things different on the first drive, but, you know, at the same time, I'm also a realist. I had to get in the rhythm a little bit. And once we got into a rhythm, we were able to do some positive things.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.